It's Kim, and I'm joined by Jake Johnson, a kickboxer from Hadfield. Can you tell us a bit about your career as a kickboxer?
I've been doing martial arts in total, coming up to 18 years now. So I started at, first of all, 11 years old. Didn't enjoy it to begin with, but over time, began to love it. And through kind of encouragement from the coaches, got into competition, got to do my black belt, and it's got me this far, and it's got me winning this this title.
The title that you won at the Black Belt Open Championships.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so this tournament was to be like one of the first tournaments to get us ourselves exposed on Sky TV. So what they wanted, the whole sport has been trying to get us into the Olympics. So they've asked every club to bring out the best of the best, and to have one tournament that's clean, and to get start exposing us more into the sport as a TV.
And what did it feel like beating world champion Brogan Johnstone?
You know what? I knew I was going to be in for a fight in the hands here. The thing is, we just had to stick to a strategy. He's a young kid, fit, fast. He was lightning fast. He really was. I mean, he was really skilled. But I just thought, keep sticking to the basics and keep moving forward. Keep blocking as much as you can and just keep moving forward. And, it was a tactic given by one of my coaches, by my coach, Dave Breed. And he just says, look at this guy. He's burning his energy when he was warming up. He's been doing too much all day, and he's gonna hit the wall. He's gonna go flat. And it was just, we saw that at the end of the first round. He was absolutely knackered at the end of it all. So it was a tactic that was solid.
Congratulations on that win.
Thank you.
And you coach at Evade Black Belt School. What do you enjoy most about coaching?
You know what? Passing on the experience and the skill and the knowledge. There's nothing kind of like more satisfying than almost trying to teach something a simpler way, and then that student going, oh yes, it's done like that. And when they get it, and then when they get to practice it, they do it great. So the teaching part is actually the main passion behind all this.
Now, you had quite a bad accident. Can you tell us a bit about that?
So pretty much after I got my car, very new to driving, there was really bad weather up in Scotland, and driving next to what we call a lock, the wind picked up the car, and it then caused my car to ski on top of the brow of a hill. And then after I tried to control it 2-3 times, and it just ended up sliding off into a ditch, rolled the car over, and I woke up God knows how long later, in pitch black, hanging upside down, unsure of what's going on. So broke my neck, and I got told I could never do sports again. So that was the final kick in the teeth for that one there.
Yeah, it's devastating, isn't it?
Yeah, the first things, I was in the hospital for a good while, and wasn't even allowed to move around, and I just had to recover.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? And you've come so far after the accident as well.
Yes, yeah, I've probably become more successful after it. I've been involved in my martial arts now even more now, and now that I'm fully commit to it because I'm focused on it, it's now having an effect. I'm just moving forward now all the time.